fool. Mm-hmm. Play hard, play clean.
Change.
This is called making a name for ourselves.
Hello everyone, I'm Vishnu Chaudhary and you are listening to the Vishnu Show podcast. I know I have been disconnected from my creative mode for about 6 months now. I was active sometime, but that's not what I call the stealth mode. I have been experiencing new places, people, and a lot more. As I mentioned in the previous episode, that I was exploring my new hobbies for myself. I got to figure out that it's still in the exploring phase because I haven't found the right one yet. It's just because of me being me, every time going deeper and deeper in finding something to hate it. Last night, I was listening to an audiobook recommended by one of my best friends. It's called People We Met on Vacation by Emily Henry. And I finished 3 chapters by far. It's a story of 2 completely opposite characters being best friends. Then something happened and they haven't spoken to each other after that. Later, one friend convinces the other to go on a vacation one last time. As many of you know me, that I hate fictions a lot. Although it has many side effects, but when you look at its value in life, academic wise or career wise, I have come to only 3 reasons. Number 1, it improves attention span, it sharpens our memory. 3rd, it builds great vocabulary which can be used to write articles, essays, and many more. I think it's enough of my observation and it's time to hop on some actual stuffs that can help you. And since many of you were asking why am I missing in action, so here comes the reason. I was learning to survive in an environment which was completely different to my school life. So I was experimenting building my own systems around it with various tools and techniques, unfortunately, which will never be working out for me. So here are things that actually helped me restarting it from scratch. Yup, a blank canvas. When I moved to Delhi, I had only one purpose. That was to escape the school life as fast as possible and to enjoy my college life at the fullest. To experience as many new things as possible, from partying hard to making new friends, I have done all. But this is a fast-paced environment. Every day someone updates you about, oh, he got selected into that club, he won this competition, he had done this internships, and this all can be really giving you a sense of FOMO, but trust me, it's just the fuel to start your engine. I mean, if you are competitive enough to take it all and fight back. See, every car have a fuel tank that has a different capacity. The same is with the engine, which gives you different speed. So if you know you have either one of two, the bigger fuel tank or the higher speed, you don't have to worry about anything at all. Just go on your own pace. Take things slow, pause for a moment and shift the gears accordingly. One of the biggest lessons I learned here was that no matter how hard you try, you will end up being available to everyone, and that one habit you have to quit. If you think you are giving too much time to other than your own self, from the moment we wake up, the first thing we do is that we go on social media and see what someone else have posted it on their stories, feeds, and what text did I receive, and then replying to all of them. What I used to do instead is that I can only pick up calls or reply to any text after 12. Before that, I am myself. All the tasks have to be done by me, for me. The same happens at night. There is a time when everything should come to an end, and that's the highest you can give to someone. Why I think of this in a way is that we give someone else the power to dictate what I should be doing in my career or relationship or anything. So if you are someone who wants to restart, then here are things that helped me build my systems on a blank canvas. Number 1, accept your past. I know there have been some mistakes in the past. We are human, we slip up once in a while, and that's normal. You may have invested your time on certain things which you thought would be of great return in future, but unfortunately, it didn't work out. So please understand this. You cannot erase your memories or mistakes, and that's okay. Although it has helped you in shaping your character and beliefs, but that's in the past now. 2nd, let go of toxic people. What we do nowadays is that since our phone storage is so big, we keep junk files too in it, and because of which it is so messed up and disorganized that it comes to the performance of the same phone, it sometimes lag or sometimes some bugs appear. The same happens if you keep toxic people in your life, it can affect your performances. Look, people will come and go in our lives. Whether that means dealing with a breakup or just letting go a toxic friend. Yeah, it takes some time to let go once, but when you are used to it, everything feels easy. By the way, I have one golden rule for any relationship. Those who matter doesn't mind, and those who mind never mattered. Third, identify what's holding you down. You know, I have a personal belief. When you audit something, its performances gets improved. So become self-aware of what's stopping you. It can be your friends who doesn't give you a good vibe, or some bad habits. Like for me, it's sleeping till 11 a.m. in the morning, the idle one, or being active on social media a lot. Just try to reduce those person or habit around you slowly. Fourth, embrace the concept of starting from scratch. I know it's hard to learn new things, but it's even harder to unlearn old learnings. So you may have observed yourself that once you made up your mind to don't repeat the same mistakes, we often sometimes end up doing the same. It's because our brain are wired in a way that takes pre-assumptive behaviors into actions. So it's okay to start from square one. At last, I would like to share a great advice which I received from my senior, was that be patient with yourself. These changes will take time to be implemented. Okay, you can go and do all the square one blank canvas on day one, but suddenly on day two, you will be left with no energy to do anything. So build your systems brick by brick. That's it for today's episode. Hope you loved listening to it. Please share it with your friends. See you in the next episode really soon. Till then, this is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.